Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
The best.
The best.
The best.
Best.
Best. Best. Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It is time for the best damn audio. And I will tell you, this is presented by Matt Man and Fat Boy.
Yeah.
Available for sponsorships is what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Wide open.
It would be good for people who...
It better be funny then.
Like a speaker place or, you know, audio place or, you know, insurance. You could roll into that. Oh, listen to this dummy fall down the steps. You could buy insurance.
It's a very popular segment.
It really is.
Would serve you right.
It would. You'd get a nice ROAS on that.
Mm.
Yeah. It'd make the boss perk up. He hears ROAS. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it was getting through to you.
Yeah, finally. You're finally getting it. 22 years. Yeah, you got it now.
All right. Slow to learn.
Finally, we're getting it.
Finally.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
He's huffing again.
So your fat buddy you work with, he overschedules.
Yeah. I tell you, for the longest time, which is a great song, I told people I thought it was a bit the Fat Boy did. Yeah, I find him doing it off air. And sometimes, like, when he would do it, he'd take a hit and kind of look to see if you saw it.
Yeah.
But now, at first, I thought it was kind of he's trying to perpetuate this thing, this on-air thing. Now I'm thinking he's looking to see if we saw him do it, like he's hiding it.
Why does it really, you know, like...
Do you tie your shoe that much? Because when you go to tie your shoe, you go, like that.
No, but it's like, you know, when you feel comfortable with people, I guess you don't hide it, right? That's why some people scratch their nuts in front of their
other
kids
one
or whatever.
It's so much stronger than that. I don't know. Maybe I'm all wrong because I don't know.
Yeah, look, let's leave the huffing to the expert.
I'll buy you a first aid kit for Christmas.
I'm going to bring in some Barbasol then.
We already got one here that's missing the Band-Aids.
It's from the 1920s, though. It comes with real lithium.
We got a defibrillator and some gauze. So.
Oh, my God. I'll bring in a couple.
No, what was the stuff you'd take when you overdosed? What's that stuff?
Dang it. What was
the Whites of West Virginia had a case of it with them.
Yeah. God dang it. You get it in machines now.
Yes. Come on.
Because people get it out of the machines and sell it.
Paige, use Google if you want to, but don't tell us. Because I said it wrong for years before I was told the correct way to say it.
What if she gives us a hint?
Yeah.
Like the first letter.
You know what's coming to my mind, I know it's wrong, is Corvair, which was a car.
It's definitely not
right.
Ford Cod?
Kukoc. Tony Kukoc, is that it? Do you have it?
Oh, she can't find it.
No, I don't.
It starts with a C.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't?
Is it Narcan?
Yeah!
Yes, that's what it is.
There's a C in it.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
Narcan. I'd call it Narcon. which is coming up at the convention center this fall. Get ready. NorCon. You just won a family four pack to NorCon. Oh, you and a bunch of Northerners hanging out.
I couldn't remember what it was.
It'll be custard.
Come on down.
That's what I put in, but I guess it was right.
You nailed it. You nailed it. Paige.
It's like opioid addiction, which I cannot take either one of them because it would make me projectile vomit.
Shame on you.
You.
Why? Look at him every once in a while.
So I don't take pain pills.
Did you know that they have Olympics in Dutchland?
Oh, yeah, they do. That's pretty good at the skiing.
They don't run in wooden shoes.
Oh, that would be cool.
They do not.
Be loud. It's like sound like horses.
How that even started.
Wearing wooden shoes?
Yeah.
I think it had something to do with their, no kidding, I think it's had something to do with the plague and their bovine all being killed and murdered and died out. So they didn't have stuff to make shoes out of no more. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't like me windmill shoes, do you, huh? We got to windmill, but no, I don't know what their damn accent would be. Anyway, they had wooden shoes. All right, so they have Olympics, and their Olympic champion, female sprinter, her name is Femke Bol, B-O-L.
Oh,
not related.
Femke.
Trust me.
Not related.
Not related. Her name's Femke, like Lemke, Mark.
Okay.
She stunned audiences not only with her incredible track victory at a recent national track conference, but also shocking folks with her unusually high-pitched voice during this post-race interview.
When you're putting your mind to it, you know exactly what to do indoors. How was that for you?
Oh, it was amazing. I mean, it was such a strong race. We were all running so fast, multiple running in the 50, so I knew I had to go out fast. I had Lika in front of me, so I wanted to be in front, and I could hear how big she was behind me, so I was like, okay, this is good, now we keep going, and this crowd is so amazing.
Sounds like she's on the wrong speed on a record player.
Maybe she was just nervous.
No, that's the way. So I looked up other clips of her. That's the way she sounds. She sounds like Mickey Mouse.
Okay.
She really does.
You're somebody like that.
Talk about high pitch. Sound like she just. I can't imagine what it would sound like if she, like, took a hit of helium. Like, would it
give her a deep voice like this?
We're at a good time at the meet today.
God. Yeah, look her up though. And no, go weird guys. Look,
is she hot?
Is she?
I don't. I mean, she's a sprinter, so they don't have very much.
Yeah, there's no cushion for the pushing or whatever.
No.
Nobody wants that.
Bull stud.
You got to have some thickness there. Famicky
Bull. I like a fanny.
Lampion.
Wham. She's younger than I thought she'd be. Like, this is. I don't know why I was thinking that'd be an older clip. But yeah,
how old is she?
Under 25.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's legal.
She is. Plus, you know,
Well, there's a look.
That boy's wanting to put her wooden shoes behind her head.
It's a knock against the headbird. I don't know how they talk either.
I don't either. You sound like Becky Lynch.
Like, what did I just do? The man? I don't drive trucks anymore.
Why would she wear this? Never mind.
Don't talk about the whole husband.
I'm the best of all time, and I'm not just the only one saying it. Sports Illustrated saying it.
Becky Lynch will tell you, you know.
I have her sound like Sean Connery.
I like to put you on the turnbuckle and
screw your Trebek mother.
Put my armpit in your face.
God.
Here's two hell. Women. What? This lady got pissed because the other lady at the table, two redneck women, which you'll soon hear, she says that she was in her man's face. And she then proceeded to call her out and whoop her ass in the corner of the kitchen. And it's all on tape.
And this is this.
You better be on my man. Back the
f***
up.
Get
him,
back.
You
do
it f- with me today, ho.
What's up?
Hello. Damn. Any day, I dare you. Come on.
Damn it.
Come on. I dare you, bitch.
Outside.
I dare you.
Outside.
Get the f*** off my f***ing man. And yeah, I'll kill you,
right ho. Your man's right here.
That's right. You did his face. Stay the f*** out of his face. Swear to God, I'll hurt you bad.
You
wanna
bet?
You
wanna
bet?
No,
don't go there. Don't do it.
Get the
off me, you
reach.
On.
Outside.
They're fighting now.
Outside. You're gonna hurt her, Patty. Outside.
I will.
Patty, get your woman. Outside.
Outside.
Come on,
Troy.
Don't cut your
please don't do that. Don't belong to her.
It's like
is her name Paige?
I don't know.
I swear it sounds like they're calling the woman Paige.
Probably. It's like
what about the man in there? I don't understand.
Troy?
There's three other dudes and the one guy's sitting at the table, so you know.
Not in the house.
He's not
her man's just trying to hold her back from jumping over. When she called her the R word, she started swinging at her. And then she picked up the huge glass ashtray and said she was gonna break her face.
So that was the one with the ashtray.
Yeah.
God bless.
Outside,
he's just like, I'm caught in the middle of this.
Well, the other gets girl, Troy.
The other guy's like, well, she's picking up stuff that don't belong to her.
Poor guy.
Right, like that's my ashtray. Use your own ashtray.
He don't care. He just wants him to go outside.
God bless.
Outside.
Was that like at a house party or was it?
I just want to see what they look
poker
like.
Game or what?
They're just sitting around playing cards, and you know everybody's obviously lit, half in the bag, and she just thought
you
she
just
saw.
Tell by her voice.
She accused her of...
I think I paid her for gas before.
Oh, Palm 30 is good to go.
Get out of my mans.
Hot dogs are closed.
I got to put new wieners on the roll.
Oh my God,
you want to go in the back and...
Cash
roll
only
on
for those.
Ew.
I don't know. I don't vape. Bull crap.
How long have they been rolling on that thing?
Oh, man.
24 hours?
Well, when they look like footballs, you can tell they've been there for...
That's
disgusting.
About a day.
Your skin looking of leather?
Like, this is rough.
Like the old woman in Garth's song about having sex with
those
old women?
Those wieners have been rolling for a long
time. I had a guy
time.
Tell me, I'll give you these for free. I got to swap them out. I was like, I don't want them. They look like footballs.
They look like they've been on there for a week.
Garth Brooks talked about how her hands of leather turned to velvet. You imagine a woman's hands feeling like velvet? That wouldn't feel good.
It wouldn't.
Velvet feels good.
She'd slide off your gimmick.
Oh, no.
No.
I want silky.
Mm-hmm.
You want some callus, right? Like some grip. Like she's been working construction.
You want to be exfoliate your back, that'll work. But it may
get a backle
after a while.
If you want a rough hand, I got you, buddy.
Folks.
Get a backle.
This day and age with various talks about immigration and things, the language comes up. Talking about English. And... here is audio of a guy trying to teach his cousin correct English grammar.
The word letter in a sentence.
Keisha told me that Brittany wanted to fight me and I said letter because I would drag her ass.
Use the word harassment in a sentence.
Keisha didn't know how to pronounce a word, so Jessica was trying to crack on her. I said, Jessica, shut up. You know what her ass meant. You knew exactly what her ass meant. You just trying to be funny.
Can you use the word extinct in a sentence?
Every time I come here, extinct. And I don't like that smell. That is so disgusting. Extinct. It be so stinking.
You know what? Use the word cinnamon in a sentence.
Lord, please send a man that is not going to cheat on me because I am so tired of Brandon and his line. Like, please, Lord, just send a man. Send a man, Lord.
Are you f***ing kidding me?
Every time I come in here, it stink.
It stink. I love it.
That's the best.
I love it. Cinnamon. Both of those folks, born in America. So there you go.
God, look at that.
There's a whole redneck version of those that are fun, too. Jethro usually shares those on his Facebook if you've seen him before.
He's got some good ones. I got one of mine coming up is a P1 submission.
Oh.
Well, I will jump ahead then because this one right here is going to make everybody smile because – Paige, you were asking a little ago, as you sat right in front of Google, you were asking us when Black Friday was.
Yes, it was.
Were you making small talk or were you just too lazy to Google?
No, I just didn't know the exact date when it was.
Well, what did you say it is?
It's the 28th.
So that means Thanksgiving is the 27th, which makes you put together your grocery list.
Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You need it!
Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, rams, hogs, dogs, beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You need
it! Love that.
Remix.
That's the best.
I love it.
Makes me happy.
I'd love to have some lamb for...
She gets into
it feels kind of sacrilege to eat lamb, though, does it not?
It's so cruel. It's a baby. Give it a chance.
Well, you wear
live.
Jackets made out of cheetahs.
Is that what they ate in the Bible?
Grilled cheetahs.
Well, they sacrificed them. I imagine the sacrifice was, I think the priest probably went and took all the meat I think that's kind of what that was, the offering.
What is the lamb that they're in a box and they don't move? Or is it a calf? That's veal, never mind. That's even worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's really cruel.
Well, I mean, you get that's where, you know, wool comes from. So.
Yeah, but you don't slaughter them to shave them.
No, you want
feels, Italians
feels
do.
Good.
You want to keep them alive so you can have more.
Yeah, but they like it.
They love veal. This is a submission.
Veal's got a peony.
A peony, it's a peony. It's
awful.
This is from HeelsFan90. What's up, Brent, on Instagram?
Hey, Brent.
He sent this clip, and this gentleman already has a stutter, but his stutter gets kicked into high gear because he is presented with a reptile he's not really a fan of. So this is what happens when you show a stutterer a snake.
God damn, what the hell? What the piss was that?
About your friends.
Bless him.
Hey, buddy. You know, look here. I'm shaking. I'm liking them things. No, I'm shaking. I don't like them.
Look how cute.
I'm going to cut him.
This makes sense now.
I know how he feels.
Because do you remember the old, I don't see him much anymore. Remember the old revivals where they would handle snakes?
Oh,
yeah. And then the guy would start speaking
in tongues? Yeah.
Now I'm wondering if that's not what most people would do if a snake is being near them.
He just starts to.
Sounds like some kind of auctioneer.
He started out like Boomhauer.
Bless him.
With the auctioneer.
I'll cut it.
You got three peckered billy goat, 45.
Got a rhinoceros.
Got a rhinoceros.
Rhinoceros.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
By the way, a little, as Fatboy just said, he gave a shout out to a P1 that assisted him with that piece of audio. If you have some audio that you think we should play.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You can send it to us or tag us in it. Fatboy's at Fatboy 933.
Matman's at O'Maffew. O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W.
That's right. Tag us on there, and we could be possibly playing your clip on there.
I will tell you that Heelsman 90 kind of set it up nicely in the message. He goes, is this BDA quality? Like, I felt like he knew it was, but...
I love that.
You sucked me in with the message.
But sometimes what's fun, yeah, but what's funny to you might... And also, we're seeing the video a lot of times that go along with it. So I watch these videos with my eyes closed. It makes no sense, but that's how I have to... The treatment I give it. I have to give a shout out as well. This is for, I don't know that they have a P1 name, but his name is Jesse Little. I think it's a man.
Jesse.
There's like a, one of the, like a, you know, an icon in the where the picture should be. So I'm not sure if it's a guy or girl. So I will say they sent me. I don't mean it like that. I just don't know. Is it okay to say they if you don't know?
I mean, it's an indirect pronoun, but still.
Them.
Some people don't use it right when they want to use it for, I mean, it's hard to explain.
Well, they sent me this, and they said, this is going to sound like one of Fatboy's gay porn clips, but no, this is real audio.
HR training.
This is real HR training video for the prime rib carver at Old Country Buffet in the 90s on how to make small talk with your customers while they wait for you to cut their prime rib.
Have you tried the lasagna? It's my favorite.
Give me that.
Did you catch a game last night? Mm-hmm. Is it still hot out there? Do you like hot fudge sundaes? All right.
Who's not responding to him?
He's just giving him a
It's like, why are you saying all this weird stuff?
You gotta put more meat on the buffet.
Shut up and cut my meat.
Gross, Paige. That's, I'll get it.
That's code. She's speaking code.
That music in the background did sound porny. And then when he started talking about, you know.
Do you like ice cream sundaes?
You want a hot fudge sundae?
Hot fudge sundae.
Right, this is going to turn into zipper coming down in a moment. And I got fooled. But no.
I don't like dessert much.
It gets me hot.
That was the tape of called How to Make Small Talk with Your Customers at the Carving Station at Old Country Buffet.
You talking about real dessert or is that a sex move?
You try the lasagna yet?
Do you like your meat juicy?
Do you want some odd juice?
Some odd juice.
Some odd juice.
Do you want your meat rare?
I'll take a bouillon cube and some hot water.
It's all pink on the inside.
Hey, God. You should use that one.
You want a lot of pink?
Here's a, I guess I'll call this guy Old Steve-O.
Old Steve-O.
So I want you to count the bleeps here. He's not trying to cuss maliciously.
Oh, no.
It's just how he talks.
Okay.
Plus, I feel like this is not in the South where this happened, but a very Southern thing just happened to this gentleman that I think you'll be able to tell in the beginning of the clip.
F***ing bad news, everybody. F***ing, I guess Cassie's sick of my shit, dude. I came home, she f***ing put all my stuff on the f***ing yard and says I gotta f***ing leave, so I don't know if someone could come pick me up, give me a f***ing ride, take my shit to their f***ing pad and f***ing just store it for a couple weeks till I get my f***ing shit back in order. And, you know, I'll pay you in rent and f***ing records. There's f***ing punker shit in there and f***ing stereo shit and guitars. And just, you know, f***ing hit me up, dude. I'll f***ing trade my drum set or f***ing whatever.
He's got the...
Like, whatever.
He's trying to put everything in the yard in the camera view, and he's got so much stuff.
Is that a record?
30, 40, 50, 60, 70. I don't know, but...
I mean, if it
27.
Like, no.
Ooh, I was thinking it'd be in the 30s.
We had like 30-something in ours.
Well, the FOF and the other one, but this guy, like, this is how he's in his natural speech pattern.
She got tired of my stuff.
Spit it out in the yard and stuff.
And Blake and Blake blah, blah, blah.
What is I mean, punker stuff? I got punker stuff in here.
Trade records for it. It's some vinyl.
Misfits.
It does sound like a tooted up Jim Rohn.
Rack him.
Rack me, bro.
That and then she cuts her blade.
It's on everybody's store stuff. Here's a guy that grew up in the South, and if you're a man now, you were a boy growing up in the South, you can identify with what this guy's talking about.
Okay.
What he's saying, and it just brings you back to the good old days. You just reminisce, and let's all go down memory lane as he talks about growing up.
Don't try to tie your d*** in a knot. That's the kind of shit you'd hear when you was hanging around old men and somebody'd ask them advice on something serious. And I just remember being 10 or 11 years old, just sitting there thinking, man, I can't even fold this motherfucker I got. Y'all can tie y'all's in a knot. Man, life ain't fair. You know, you don't understand what you're hearing at the time. Because then they'd pop off with some philosophical shit, like, hey, if it's got tires, tracks, or tits, rent it. You don't want the problems of having to buy it. And you don't know what you're learning at the time. You don't. And I have people ask me all the time, like, man, where do you come up with this shit? I didn't come up with it. It's shit I learned growing up around groups of old men that usually stood around holding something like a natural ice or a Coors Banquet, something with some depth to it. And they'd just be standing around fixing shit or burning shit. And you don't know it at the time, but you learn how to deal with fire, fix a fucking lawnmower motor. And then you learn philosophical things from them old bastards. And everybody just thinks it's funny, but it's true. It's absolutely true. So now, you know, I just give them back to y'all. And then when my kid asks me something, and he tries to tell me what to do, I just look at him and be like, who's f***ing this chicken? You hold the wings. And he don't know it yet, but he's f***ing learning.
Man, there's a bevy of memories flew into my head.
God.
Like, I don't know if I ever really got my tail jerked into a knot, if I ever had that. You ever had that?
I never had my hide tanned.
You've never been spanked?
Tan your hide.
Well,
I'll tan your
yeah,
hide.
Yeah, but not to the point to where, you know, it's like a, you know, changing colors or whatever.
Mm-mm.
Tanned, you know?
I had a mark on me from my dad.
What, he like hit you with something?
With a belt.
Good Lord.
Like the buckle of it?
Yeah, I saw him kissing another woman in the kitchen and I told my mom.
Narc?
And he
Why'd you mess up his side piece?
What are you doing?
Because I think my mom was prettier than that bitch.
Oh, if she had been hotter than your mom, you would have been like, Dad, chill out.
No,
go to her place.
Did you know the woman?
No. This is Navy housing.
Oh, was she a fellow service lady?
I don't know who the hell she was. I was like,
oh my God.
Probably 4 years old.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you were really young.
I'm sorry.
Are you sure that's what you saw? You might not have known what
no,
you saw.
No, I saw it.
You sure it wasn't art? In drag?
No, because he was 5 years brother? Old.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then.
Hey, do you want to...
You know how Paige throws in a funny little story, but then it just gets really dark toward the end of it, and you're like, oh, there's no jokes here.
Yeah, it really does. It's like you don't know how to really get out of it.
I caught a belt buckle to... Oh, you know,
it hurts.
Yeah, I mean, it's very painful, especially them old school belt buckles where like from the late 70s,
oh,
early 80s.
Yeah, man. Or weightlifting belts, wooden spoons, whatever the hell is laying around. You just got
fly swatters.
Yeah,
that was what my nanny spanked me with, was fly swatter.
Do but kids even pick hickories anymore? Do they know how? Because that's the way to pick a hickory. You know, you're gonna
be a hit. My mom wasn't a hitter. She just yelled. You know, she'd had that high shrill. You know, she's mad when she's.
I prefer a spanking to some of the screaming. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or sometimes you get both if you're lucky.
Or if you're really bad and you do stuff and she starts crying, then you go, God, I'm a terrible kid.
No, they do that on purpose.
You want to take a break and come back and finish her up?
Yeah.
We got a couple left.
I've still got the one from next year. I mean, it's talk about time flying by. Next year. Will be the 40th anniversary of the release of this item that had moms and dads both losing their minds when this came out in 1986. If they only knew the stuff, the music and the stuff nowadays, they would be thinking, oh, this is no big deal. But was this the predecessor to cause all this Sodom and Gomorrah activity?
Oh, almost 40 years.
It makes you wonder.
I still got when you play a prank on a parent.
Ooh.
It's not going to turn out so well for you. Do not prank your parents. Mm-mm. Especially your 73-year-old mom with diabetes who always gets sick.
God.
What happened?
These are going to be some good clips.
Oh, Lord. That's how old my mama was.
73?
Yeah. Aww. Hey, you know what, though? Like, she was good at getting scared. Like, she never, like, you know, I thought she was going to expire.
She wouldn't sell it for you?
No, she'd take it.
Like, oh, was she an easy target?
Yes, yes. Okay. But it never to the point where she, like, grabbed her chest and told her wife, Elizabeth, she was coming to join us.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Fat boy, when
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start, Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Referring to your clip of the guy that was stuttering when the snake got near him.
Oh yeah, blah, 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 blah,
blah. My boy Jamie P1 Old Money Card said that MFR had me crying. I couldn't see through the tears to send that to you. 4 laughing crying emojis.
Damn, did you have to pull over to wipe your eyes?
I hope you did. Eyes, he said.
Yeah, eyes.
Christmas is upon us, and in 1986, this product had been out for 3 years. This was Series 3, but this is when it really went mainstream. It was being sold not just in specialty stores. It was being sold in retail stores, even gas stations. The year was 1986, and parents were losing their minds when this came out.
Uncle Sam with his finger up his nose.
The Garbage Pail Kids, a parody on Cabbage Patch Dolls, but parents aren't laughing.
He's sitting there with a button in his lap ready to, or he does, he blows his head off, and when it comes off, it looks like the atomic bomb. It looks communistic. It looks like maybe someone is trying to break the American family.
The bubble gum and cards are made by a Pennsylvania company, but they're being sold locally at 7-Eleven stores in Toys R Us. Parents are banding together to get the product off store shelves.
The protest is being organized by parents of children who attend the Daybridge Learning Center in Duncanville. Parents who put their concerns on paper in the form of a petition.
This is a petition that some of the parents have decided that we would like to circulate.
to try to get the Garbage Patch Kids taken off of the market. They depict violence and destruction of children and by children. It defaces different United States monuments and Uncle Sam.
7-year-old Joe Tucker says the Garbage Pail Kids are popular at his school.
Everybody in my classroom, they've always wanted them.
Duncanville parents will circulate the petition this weekend and take it to local distributors next week. Officials at 7-Eleven and Toys R Us were not available for comment today. Cindy Kirkendall, Channel 5 News.
Thank you, Cindy.
Dude, do that documentary. How they started. Did that put Tops on the map or did something else? Like, I really don't know.
No, it didn't put Tops. Had been in business for 35 years at that point.
Because these...
It was Tops, yeah. She said a Pennsylvania company, but it was Tops.
These boxes now, the reissues are going for like, you know, a few hundred bucks.
Oh, it's freaking crazy. I saw that at Comic-Con. Like, there was one that... apparently the ones that are really like in bad taste now are the ones where they make fun of like mentally ill people. Like, we don't care about the kid blowing his head off looking like Hiroshima. The one that I saw was this guy sticking his hand through his chin and through his head to make teeth with his fingers.
Oh God.
And it was called Jordan Nuts. And it was just to make him look like he was insane.
Okay.
And then you had the other one that had a little baby strapped to an atom bomb as she was being dropped out of an airplane, and it was called Dying Dana. Dying Dinah.
Jesus, because atom bomb was the one she was talking about, the original one.
Yeah.
Oh, God, this one's called Last of Rust, and his brain is like a cabbage, maybe. I don't know what that's supposed to be, but. Some of these are like the newer ones are Sun Bernie, B-E-R-N-I-E. He's sunburned.
I need somebody to get me or tell me where I can find. Hell, I can go to eBay and probably find. I want one of the metal mats. I want one with my name on it. Metal mat. He's made out of metal. There's nothing like really.
I wonder if there's a fat boy on there.
Oh Lord!
No, I mean,
are you kidding?
So I don't know if they make one of J.D. Vance, or is that something somebody made?
They still make them. They do GBK on demand now, where they'll make them like out of, little situational things.
Oh, this metal mat one's pretty cool. It's just, I don't know what he's supposed to look like.
I don't either. He's supposed to just become some kind of metal statue. There is Shredded Page. Yeah. Shredded Page. There's Peeping Page, where you're a peep. Oh my God!
What Peeping Page?
There's a Pooping Page as well.
Great.
Where you're laying a hot loaf.
Is it spelled correctly?
This one's obviously Metallica. It says Met Al or Met Al.
Met Al.
But you know that's Lars because the hairline goes way back.
Let's see if there's a.
It's obviously Trujillo.
Let's see if there's a Jeremy.
It's got to be right.
There is.
9-inch Neil. He's got nails going through him.
Jinxed Jeremy is standing under a ladder holding a black cat.
Have you seen Melted Matthew?
No.
He's on fire. He's a fireman.
Stuff.
A little fire garbage patch, as she called him.
Jeremy. That's one.
Here's another Matt one. Matt Mobile.
Matt Mobile.
He's a little Batman.
No. Was he in a wheelchair or something?
No, it's just like a little Batmobile scooter.
But damn, that's cool.
He's farting, though. So that's
Well, that's even better.
Just making him go. There's he's another farting. One. Matt Rat. You're the rat in the trap. How many Matts are there, man? Like, you don't even know which one to pick now. Massacred Matt?
Oh, of course there's a fat Matt. God. Of course there was.
That's the one. There's Mutant Matt.
God. Surely someone, I'm thinking the kids who called me that, like, was it because of Garbage Pail Kids, or were they just looking at me? Rhyming like, something with my name.
Look at Garbage Pail Kid. No. Well, this one ain't going to be as
Matzo.
Good. This one ain't going to top that, because I love Garbage Patch Kids.
Garbage Patch Kids are the best. I like Cabbage Pail Kids.
There's a ripoff of these. It's something else. It's not Garbage Pail, but
yeah, I was trying to think of that too. It was almost like there was GoBots and Transformers. There was some kind of ripoff.
Yeah.
I'll load that up.
So this lady is she's playing a prank on her mom. Her mom is I don't think she's a hypochondriac, but she's not a fan of her daughter always getting sick. So she's got a squirt bottle behind her back, and then she squirts her mom to think that, you know, she sneezed on her. But before that, there was a whole back and forth. Mom's not too tolerant when it comes to people getting sick.
What are you doing, Mom?
Doing the dishes that you never do.
Do we have any tea? Because I don't, my throat's hurting. I don't
stay think... the f- away from me if your throat's hurting. You're always giving me your diseases. Get the f- away from me.
I just, my throat hurts.
I don't give a f-
don't ask me for me. Motherly advice.
My motherly advice is to stay away from your mother that's 73 years old and has diabetes. I don't need your sh-. You're always sharing your sh- with me. Damn. Jesus.
Hachoo!
Oh, that, you f***ing sneezed on me, you f***ing bitch.
I can't help you,
bitch. Yeah, so give it to me. You can't have anything without giving it to me. And I get sicker
it's
than
you. It's just a little sneeze.
It ain't no little sneeze, you f***ing bitch. Get away from me.
God.
She storms out the kitchen.
God.
Skulls are a flipping bee.
I'm amazed by how some of these older people talk on here. Oh, no.
The lips on that lady, I'm telling you.
There was Wacky Packages, which was a ripoff of that. Trash Can Trolls.
Oh, who made those? Like a rival company, I guess?
Yeah, it doesn't say here. I don't know what... Oh, okay. This was... There was one set called that was based on bizarre and mutated automobiles called Odd Rods.
Oh, I bet that sell a lot, actually.
Sloppy Slobs. Oh, there's another one.
Matt Rest Like Mattress. You're stuck in the mattress.
Mm.
Clark Kent. He's like a fat Superman.
Oh, there's a fun version you could do with that one.
Manual labor. He's got nails, like Pinhead. He's nailing nails in his skull.
Is that like a ethnicity joke?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how dare they?
Oh, I just saw the fat man. Jesus.
Yeah, that's a big... Well, you know, it's an easy one to do.
It's like a ball with feet.
Thank you.
Matt Ricks, like you said, all Matrix of the...
Matt
Ball.
You were trying to say Matrix.
Oh, I just heard mattress actress as a term somebody used for a set of porno star.
What was that for? I saw the same thing. It was something where they were making fun of Stormy Daniels.
I can't remember what it was.
They called it, was it SNL?
It might have been.
Called her a mattress actress.
Mattress actress.
That's like saying sex worker or adult entertainer.
Do you like frat, Matt? It's like your Bluto from Animal House. It's frat, Matt.
Yeah, that one's fine.
But it's messy. It's like you whizzed yourself in the front there. Or that's a lot of butter you dropped, one or the other. Is that supposed to be pee or butter?
I mean, with knowing that, probably with the I'd say pee. If you have some audio for us, tag us at @O'Matthew or at @Fatboy933, and you could be played on next time's Best Damn Audio. In the meantime, which is a great song as well, Paige, what is up in the Plex?
You want to get your kids home for the holidays?
Well, I've got one, but
all
sure.
All you got to do is do this. I'll tell you what, how to bribe them next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Yeah, give me some tips.
Update on that. I will be having a Thanksgiving, but on Black Friday.
Oh, well, I mean,
she felt bad because, you know, they were doing like, the you know, other family on Thanksgiving, but invited me to go. And
you
I
don't
like,
want to go to that
no.
one?
So now there's a special one just for me.
Turkey. Well,
yeah, but now I don't do it just for me.
Well, you know.
That's nice you did.
A lot of preparation.
Yeah. I have hemorrhoids.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.